This is the Jade and Andy Show.
That's right. It is the Jade and Andy Show. I'm Andy Green. Right here with me is Jade.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Yeah,
yes, it is. It's been another week, so we're doing another podcast because that's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's Miss Carl doing?
She's doing all right. She's doing all right.
Anything to report?
No, nothing new. I spilled a bunch of catnip.
Oh,
a bunch of catnip.
That's like spilling meth in front of meth heads.
Yeah. Yeah. She, what I was doing was because she's got a little fish toy that you can like shove a bunch of catnip into, you know?
Yeah.
And I was doing that and then I dropped the nip.
Oh no.
And so a bunch of it spilled all over the floor and she was like, yes! Yeah. You know, she was really excited. And then she ran around like a nut bag for, I don't know, about 12 minutes.
Yes!
She ran around for about 12 minutes, and then she laid on her back on the middle of the floor, and she was like, whoa.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, Betty Jean Green, she's funny with her drugs. Like, when it comes to catnip, she's like, I don't know if she knows cats that have had a problem with it or something, but she's real moderate about it.
Good.
She uses moderation. She's like, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit, and then she'll get a little, like, kind of, like, cuddly.
Yeah,
with it, but like that's basically how she deals with catnip.
Yeah, normally I would, like I said, I fill the toy, and it's just, you know, it's an appropriate amount.
Yeah,
but this time there was a lot.
Yeah, she
and then she like rolled around in it, so it was just like all over my floor.
It was basically like she went to Bonnaroo.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, she just got back from Burning Man.
Yeah, she got back from Burning Man.
She's a different cat now.
Yeah.
But no, she's doing it. She's great.
Good,
she's
good. Yeah, yeah. So I did my running club.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited for you.
I ran and stuff. I ran
I want all 5K. The details.
I realized that running with people, it means you're gonna talk, you know.
Yeah.
And you know what's really difficult?
Running and talking. Yeah.
Like, I was not good at that part. Like, there was this guy who was real nice. He was talking to me, and he you know, he was like making conversation and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, man, yeah, dude, yeah okay, running's great, you know, like. And I couldn't, it was like really I almost passed out. But they run fast too. So, like, I did, like, faster than, I still came in dead last.
Well, that's okay. Well, you said that some other people didn't quite even make it to the finish, right?
Yeah, so, like.
So, you're not dead last.
Yeah, but, like, exactly.
But you got to start somewhere.
I finished it, but, like, I did me coming in dead last was, like, the fastest I'd ever ran. So, I did, like, a 10-minute, 40-second, 3 miles.
Wow.
So, that was pretty crazy.
Wait,
especially
a second.
Especially since.
Wait.
So, not 3 miles in 10 minutes,
oh, okay.
40 seconds.
I
did,
I was
10
say,
minutes,
Jesus,
40 second
like,
miles.
Uh,
three times, so like,
okay.
I did, yeah, because like I've said that by like running times to people before, and like I must say them weird because everybody's like, okay, so you're a government experiment,
right?
You
are the Flash,
yeah. You are basically you have the Captain America powers. Is that right? Which no, I just say it wrong. So I did 10-minute, 40-second miles, but I did that 3 times.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so about a half hour.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, so it was a good time. And then it was, I needed it because it got me back into running again.
Good.
Like, because I had kind of, like, gotten lazy after the holidays, and, like, I was, like, food has been tasting real good.
Sure.
And stuff, so that's why, like, when I talk about my weight loss journey, I don't like when people call it a journey. I really hate
it's
it.
It's an adventure.
Yeah, it's more like a weight loss hellscape of pain. Is what
that's
it
inspiring.
Is. Yeah, I figure that'll inspire people. But I want to be, like, real about it, you know?
Sure.
So it is. It's like there are struggles if you're going to be real about it. Like, the commercials, it's just people, and they're like, I was a real fat ass. Look at me. Before, and then they're like, look at my big pants that I used to wear, and look how happy I am now,
right?
And everything's great. It's not like that,
right?
You know, I have the, you know, I got the old big pants that I used to wear,
yeah.
And I can hold them up,
yep,
and it's like, looks crazy. I'm like, wow, I was fat,
right?
God, I was so fat, oh my God. But for me, my metabolism is very slow, so like if I have like a couple of bad weeks, I'm like, what's happening to my body?
Right.
And it's easy for me to put on weight, so I figure if I'm going to talk about this stuff, I might as well talk about the real parts of
sure.
it, too. Like,
I think people will appreciate
like
that.
Like, there's days where you're like, because everybody's like, "What? How did you have the discipline to do it?" And I honestly don't know. Like, for a while, I was, like, in the zone where every day I could eat the same thing. Every day I was running this much. And you just got to, like, make yourself do it. Like, I have to, like, literally, like, kick my own ass. I made myself go to the gym yesterday to run, so.
Good.
So that is a good thing. But, yeah, it is like, a constant struggle. And the minute, like, you stop, then you start going the other way again.
Yeah.
So it's, like, annoying, if anything. But did the running club. Probably going to do it again.
Just, yeah, I think you should.
Yeah, like, just because it was pretty cool.
The people were cool.
People were real cool.
Cool.
Everybody was real nice.
Good.
And stuff. So, but then it was like, you know, everybody's nice, and then everybody, like, starts running, and then I'm like, well, see you later. The only thing that scares me is I don't have the route memorized, right?
So sure.
If I lose anybody, then I'm just going to be, like, running aimlessly around Royal Oak. So I don't know. I don't know what I'll do in that case. So that kind of worries me.
Well, fortunately, you're not like a 6-year-old child. So even if you do get lost in Royal Oak, you'll have your phone on you.
That's true. I didn't think about the fact that I got a phone.
Yeah, and you're an adult. So
I will be all right.
You would be all right. You wouldn't be like a lost child.
I guess when you put it like that, it makes me feel pretty stupid. So I wanted to tell you about this. I found this story and I thought it was awesome because. You know, you hear about highly decorated police officers.
Sure.
You hear about police officers that retire, and they have had so many adventures. They've done so many good things in their career. And this one, he's retired after over 10 years and 166 suspects that he's helped get, and he's a dog.
Oh, he's a puppy.
He's a dog.
That's awesome.
An 11-year-old Washington police dog will hang up his leash after serving nearly 10 years with his partner to take down over 166 crooks across across Edmonds, Washington. K-9 Hobbs and his partner, Sergeant Jason Robinson, responded to over 500 calls and found 113 pieces of evidence while serving for the Edmonds Police Department, locally about 17 miles north of Seattle. And he was an asset to law enforcement, obviously. And his partner, Officer Robinson, said they were introduced to each other in 2013. And he was fearless and an asset to the police department. And now he gets to actually retire and hang up his badge.
Oh, he's a good boy.
And be a dog.
Just be a dog. I don't think that once you're a police dog, I feel like you're never the same. Right? Like, you can't, like, de-police a dog.
Yeah.
Like, it's a police dog. And anytime if you're, like, suspect or like drugs, he's like on alert.
I just wonder if he has the same kind of situations that they have in like the cop movies from the early 90s where like he makes a mistake or like he's looking for drugs and he brings back a stick and he's like, here you go. And then he's like, oh, that's not it. And he's like, take my badge. Take my badge, chief.
No, I don't. I don't know. I have heard. Have you heard of the stories, though, of the dogs that they try to put through like the police training and they're just
They're not as good. Yeah, that's like if I were a dog, that was what would happen to me. Like they'd be like, he's not as smart as the others.
Yeah, it'd be like just constant, like, you know, you're trying to like train to find like suspects.
Yeah.
But instead, like I've literally found all the sticks.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he's you like, say stick? Suspect stick?
Or he's just like runs around in circles. He's like, yeah, I'm a dog. And they're like, oh, he's not gonna be an officer. I love the stories about the ones that don't, like, they have that with service animals, yeah. And they have that with police officer dogs, like ones that are like, he's a good boy, but
he's a good boy,
but
he likes his belly rubbed, but that's
not,
about all he gets.
Yeah,
he really
he's pretty stupid.
He just rolls over, just wants his belly rubbed, so he's not going to be real great at leading the blind.
I relate with those dogs. I feel like if I'm reincarnated as a dog, like, I'm not going to be able to be a police dog. I'm going to be more of just like a, somebody's at the door.
Just barking real loud.
Somebody's at the door.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I do appreciate that they honor the dogs as well. They honor them like they're people because they're, you know, they're more honorable than a lot of people.
His pictures are awesome.
Yeah, he looks like
he's got
boy.
A badge.
He's a good boy. He's got his tongue out.
He's like, I did a good job.
He sure did.
Now
he
it's
sure
time did. To retire.
An interesting thing about today that I just remembered as we're, you know, just doing the show, pretty free-flowing show here that we've got going on. Today is a special day here in the Great Lakes State. We're recording a day early than what we normally do. So it's Thursday, January 26th.
Yes.
And today is Michigan's 186th birthday.
Is it really?
Yes.
186 years old.
186 years old. What? I think that's...
Did you get Michigan anything for its birthday?
I didn't because it dumped ass on us yesterday.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I didn't purchase anything. Although we did find a list of strange town names, like small towns here in Michigan. The list is up on our website, WRIF.com. But there's three that I was... I didn't realize. The first one being Climax. There's a Climax, Michigan.
That's pretty cool. That's a good place. Pressure's on if you're from there.
The pressure is on, followed up by Jugville.
Jugville.
Jugville. I would imagine that there's some ladies there. And then the other one that I found funny, Free Soil. Free Soil, Michigan.
You like that one? See, I think of that one as like free land.
Yeah, free land.
But you think of it as poop.
Well, you know, Free Soil.
That's the soil.
I just thought it was funny. But yeah, so it's Michigan's birthday. And yesterday, because we got all this snow, which is a whole deal, right? Driving in it kind of sucks. Getting wet sucks.
Yeah, I got in a little fender bender.
Getting, you know, people driving like morons.
Yeah.
But I will say, the number of people I saw building snowmen yesterday, immense joy in my heart. I was driving through the neighborhood here by the radio station, and like everyone was out building snowmen. And actually, right down the street, because we're kind of in this like industrial park, you know, these two grown ass men were outside of their building, whatever establishment it is, building a snowman, and they were so happy.
That
and
makes
I was
you
like,
happy, huh?
They were two just big grown ass men just building a snowman. I was like, all right.
You want to know I had a recent snowman incident.
You built one?
No.
You're offended by that question.
Yeah, no, I did not build one. I was taking my trash out, and one startled me. Somebody had built a creepy one. It had a pine cone nose.
I don't care for that.
It had two sticks for arms, and it had a scarf and a hat. And it, like, I was like, I just saw it out of like my peripheral and was like carrying my trash out. And I thought it was like an alien creature or something. I was like, oh, God. And then I was like, snowman. It's just a snowman. It's all right.
Sometimes snowmen will do that to you, especially like last night, like the way the snow is like all over the trees and everything. Like it's a bit eerie.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're not ready for a snowman and he's just there, you're like, holy crap. Hopefully there's not like a person in that, you know? My friends, actually, I just remembered this. My friends, they have two dogs, two good pups.
Yeah.
And they built a snowman, and then they videotaped their dog promptly going and peeing on it.
Really? The dog
hilarious.
Was like, check this out.
Yep. So that was pretty good.
That's funny.
So yeah, so that was about the joy.
Yeah, I had that one startle me, and then that was like, I was like, I don't know, I'm pretty jumpy though, I guess. If you're going to get scared by a snowman, it's going to, you got some problems, which I've never, you know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Said I got problems, so
I mean, I feel like in the right circumstance I could be frightened by it,
you know what I mean? Like,
snowman.
It was dark outside, and I was like, what is that?
Right,
it's like a humanoid,
right?
But you know, you wanted a random humanoid.
Did you punch it in the head?
No, I just was like screamed at it for a second and then I was like, took my trash out. I was like, what was that about?
Yeah,
like,
you know,
thanks,
just a little,
the universe,
just a little snowman action.
Yeah,
ain't no thing.
So there's a we talk a lot about robots on this show.
Yes.
We talk a lot about artificial intelligence.
I hate it.
Yeah, Jade hates it.
Loathe
I hate it, too. I'm scared of it.
Yeah.
I don't know why we want to, I don't know why we're so, these scientists are so damn, like, interested in building something that's going to destroy everything.
I don't understand. There's a lot of people who I know who are, like, tech people and software people, and they are, like, just super pumped about this chat GPS or whatever it is.
Is that the artificial intelligence
Yeah,
thing?
I think it's actually chat GPT.
It'll do, like, anything you ask it to do.
I know,
right?
And they're, like, they're super pumped. They're like, this thing is so great. Like, it's going to free up so much of my time at work. And I'm like, you do realize, like, it's eliminating your job, right? Like, And they're like, well, no, like, I'll always have a job because I'll always have to go in and, like, edit what it does. And I'm like, it's gonna be better than you at some point.
Yeah, well,
like,
that's...
It's literally eliminating your job. It's getting rid of your job.
It's eliminating everybody's jobs.
Right.
Like, jobs
but they're
you didn't
so
think.
Pumped. They're like, it's awesome. I'm like, I don't think that it is. I think you're a little naive to how awesome this is, but all right.
Yeah, this guy, a British man, he planned to have a robot lawyer defend a traffic ticket. He's dropped the effort because people got pissed. He was receiving threats of possible prosecution and jail time. This guy named Joshua Browder, the CEO of the New York-based startup Do Not Pay, created a way for people contesting traffic tickets to use the arguments in courts generated by artificial intelligence. And basically, he's just upsetting people with it. So
who's he upsetting? The lawyers?
Oh, the State Bar Association licensed and regular attorneys as a way to ensure people hire lawyers say they understand the law. So those people are mad. But he's got – it's basically what you were talking about, that whatever chat thing.
Chat GPT.
Yeah, that thing. It's like
– chat UFO.
This thing, it'll argue a court case for you.
Right.
So
what do I need to pay a lawyer for?
But I think that some of the people that were mad are just people that are scared of it.
Well, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not mad at him. I'm not gonna, you know, file a lawsuit against him.
I'm
Seems
upset.
Like he would defend himself pretty well with his robot. But
if you got a robot that can do it, though, get you out of a traffic ticket, then I say go ahead, honestly. But then eventually that thing's gonna replace all lawyers.
Right, that's the...
And I understand why that would be. Could you imagine, like, you went to school for as long as it takes to be a lawyer?
Right.
And then all of a sudden there's a robot doing it?
Right.
It makes me scared they're going to have robots that can tell stupid jokes.
I'm pretty sure that that's...
And they already can.
They already can.
And I mean, like, sometimes the jokes are funnier than anything I've ever said. So that makes me worried, you know what I mean? I'm like, there's a line in Terminator where he says, I'm not obsolete. And it's like... I don't know. I might be getting obsolete.
I think that we're all obsolete. I think that, well, because the other thing, too, is that they're developing technology that they can mimic people's voices.
Yeah. What's right? Why are you doing that?
Right. So, and that's the thing, like, when it comes to, like, advertisers, right, especially, like, celebrities, and I'm not even going to use us as an example,
yeah,
as our local, you know, radio hosts here in,
yeah,
Detroit, Michigan. But people... that are big celebrities, and just Arnold Schwarzenegger, just because you mentioned the Terminator,
yeah,
I'll be back. Like,
yeah,
like they can just
do
copy,
his voice.
Create his voice and use that. And now they're selling products on his, is that considered his likeness?
Yeah.
You
like,
know,
what,
like
where does that, that's where it starts to get weird. Right. And then if they got his voice, then they can actually make real Terminators. Like,
right.
They can make those dancing robots turn into Terminators and have the Arnold Schwarzenegger voice.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm real upset by the voice one, too. I think it's just because of what I do for a living.
Sure. Well, yeah, because I'm super upset by that. Like, that's not great. That's not great for
all
of us.
And I think we need to just say it every single show. I am getting sick and tired of scientists.
I had it up to here.
Yeah. They're
fed up.
They are getting out of control. Let's make everybody's voices now. That's not cool. What about the people? How would the people get the Jade and Andy show? You want a robot Jade and Andy show?
I don't know if you do.
I don't think you do. I don't think you're ready for it yet. I just hope to God it wouldn't be better than what we're doing right now.
I know. I can't honestly say that it wouldn't be.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Speaking of studies and scientists, a study that's a little bit cooler. they did the top listened to classic rock bands in the world,
yeah,
which here in the United States and in Canada, big fans of the old AC/DC. That,
yeah,
is number one here in the United States. Number one overall in the entire world, Queen.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. That was really big, especially over in England.
Yeah.
And then number two, Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yeah.
The Guns and the Roses.
Yeah, that's like, it's harder to be cooler than Slash.
You know, it's
like,
hard.
I follow Slash on Instagram, and he just posts crazy things all the time.
You know, he does post a lot of weird stuff, and the caption is always the same. Have you ever noticed that? It's always like a...
Oh, it's like a winky face?
It's like a winky face with, yeah, every single... And I don't know that that's
the
him
thing
personally.
About Slash is... Slash, we were talking about how robots can say cooler things than me. Well, the one time I saw Slash do an acoustic performance for us, he said a sentence that's cooler than anything I'll ever say. He said, he asked if it was Taco Tuesday. And I was like, just Slash saying that is cooler than anything I'll ever say. Him asking if it's Taco Tuesday.
I love that he loves a themed food game.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
I love that.
With his hat.
with his hat and his sunglasses.
Yeah.
And just being a bitchin' rad dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he loves a Taco Tuesday, huh? I like that. I like that. The other, it was a top 10 list. The one that struck out is kind of bizarre to me. And I guess it's like most listened to, so yeah. Maybe it's not like most beloved, but if it's in the top 10, a lot of people are listening. Creedence Clearwater Revival.
People like them.
Yeah.
People
came in
like
at number
them.
9 on the list, and I was like, huh.
Yeah, Fortunate Son. I think it's because it's in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Like, there's like a lot of movies.
Yeah. They've got a lot of songs. They've got a lot of toe tappers. I like some CCR.
He just seems so mad all the time. He's like, ah, no, that's like every
that
Creedence
impression
Clear.
Is maybe going to need some
excuse me,
some work.
Water revival song I've ever heard. But yeah, no, well, they're like, when I used to work on like stations that played that kind of like older music, like a lot, they were always in the top, like for like oldies and stuff. Like, see, people like some Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Well, they were.
The dude likes them.
Oh, the dude loves them.
Yeah.
And I think what.
I just feel like they're old. They're too old to be considered classic rock.
But I don't think that they're old enough to be considered oldies.
Yeah.
See. I don't know. Like, when I think of oldies, I think of like Green Eyed Lady.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
you're right. But
like
I think
the Temptations.
I think you'd be surprised to know how close in time those were.
Sure. I know that CCR was like a big like protest band, like a fight the man, because that was all like a lot of songs about like the Vietnam War.
There's a documentary
War.
About him.
John Fogerty?
Yeah, Fogerty.
Yeah, that guy. That Fogerty.
Yeah, there's like a new there's like a documentary about him that's on Netflix, I think, or something.
Okay.
So, but it's cool. Like, he's still doing it. He's still making songs. Like, there's like new songs they have still coming out. I mean, that's a long time to be a band.
That is a long time to be a band. Well, I don't know that.
They might not be a band, but that's a long time for him to be making music, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. He's one of the
but
classics.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a cool list though. I like when they come out with those kind of lists. It's like, oh yeah, you think about bands you haven't seen in a while. Luckily, like, I'm going through like some of those old bands, and it's like I've been fortunate to see some of those bands, you know what I mean? Like, seeing Guns N' Roses was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, Metallica also on the list, and
one
Nirvana
I haven't seen.
Well.
Yeah, one I haven't seen is AC/DC. I've never, for whatever reason, seen AC/DC live.
I saw AC/DC at Ford Field. It must have been like 2018. I feel like.
Yeah.
Actually, no. It was probably like 2015.
It's a lot of fire, right? A
lot of fire. It was so loud. Yeah. It was the loudest. That and Motorhead has to be the two loudest concerts I have ever seen in my entire life. Like, the fact that Lemmy. Who is God? might I add, that he did that for so long. And I mean, Brian Johnson had the ear issues, his hearing, he was losing it. How Lemmy wasn't losing his hearing is beyond me, because I wear earplugs.
I think all those guys have lost their hearing. Like, oh, they have to have at least a little bit, because I've just gone to concerts casually. And I swear, like, I've taken one of those, like, hearing tests, and I have, like, the ears of, like, a 150-year-old man. So it's like, if you're on the stage, if you're doing that, then you're around, you know, things, explosions and fire and pyrotechnics.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
You're probably going to have some hearing damage.
I would assume something. I don't know. I know that I've definitely got some hearing damage, and AC/DC was a great show. I don't love the schoolboy outfit, but he can't.
Oh, Angus Young.
Angus can't stop doing that.
Yeah, that's what he likes. He likes wearing that thing. He's very. I've heard that all of AC/DC are very short.
That makes sense.
I haven't seen them or met them, but I've heard that they're very like short dudes.
Yeah, I mean, I saw them live, but when they're up on stage, it's hard to tell that. But that seems about right. I don't know if he likes wearing the schoolboy uniform. At this point in his career.
Probably not now.
But I feel like at
like,
this point,
like
he can't not wear
Well, I think
it.
That's why, like, Slash wears that hat still, right? Like, because it's, like, something you start doing. That's why I have my hair like this, is, like, because I, like, you know, I had my hair like this when I got my cartoon.
Right.
When I got my cartoon character. And then I had to stick with it. Plus, I'm scared to get my hair cut short.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like I'd look weird. I thought about it, though.
Fortunately, it always grows.
Yeah, I know.
And you know that if you keep it long like this, I'm going to continually ask if I can braid it and put it in a ponytail.
That's true.
And do styles. That's just something I want to do.
So here's a story for you.
All right.
It's an egg story, but not the kind of egg story that is usually around about how eggs are so pricey.
Sure.
St. Mary's Parish Sheriff's Office said an unknown possible explosive device that prompted an evacuation on Saturday 21st was actually an egg.
Huh.
The potential threat prompted the evacuation of Barrow Street in Amelia between Lake Plurade Road and Dunon Boulevard. However, residents were eventually allowed to return home and were told there was no threat to the public, which has got to be like the funniest thing to see is like a cop being, it's all right, everybody, calm down, calm down.
It's just an egg.
Just an egg. But the eggs are so pricey now, who would waste an egg?
Who would waste an egg on making a joke like that? So I'm confused. did someone say there was a bomb and then it was an egg, or did they see it and they were
so
confused because they don't know what eggs look like?
According to this particular news site, SMPSO 911 contacted dispatch around 11 a.m. about a call that an unknown explosive device was found at a home. And officials said deputies rushed to the scene and were joined by members of the Amelia Volunteer Fire Department. Investigators said the home owner claimed to have received threats against their life and a video of an object wrapped in a bandana that had been placed under the home, and all it was an egg.
Where was this? Where was this overseas in the UK?
Louisiana.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought it was.
Yeah, a place called Amelia, Louisiana.
Do you think that?
So those people were like, "What idea? The egg there."
They so the people that live there.
That's my Cajun accent.
It's good. It's good. Do you think
makes
that,
me cough.
Do you think that the people that were living there, so they received a video of someone who wrapped an egg in a bandana and put it near their house.
But it was just, they couldn't see that it was an egg, I think, in the video. Somebody just was like, they received a threatening video of it is just an object wrapped in a bandana and them placing it under their house.
Okay.
So that was enough for people to be like, that's a...
Well, sure. That's not a great situation. I don't want anyone to do that to me. I was just curious if maybe it was one of those... Is swatting, is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah, with the video games where they do that?
Like,
yeah.
I thought maybe it was something like that.
That
but...
just recently happened. We talked about it on Dave and Chuck the Freak. There was a story about this kid was playing video games, and he butt-dialed the police.
Yeah, I heard about
and,
that.
Yeah, and he had just said to somebody he was playing the game with, like... I just killed a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Or something. And like the cops heard him and whatever, like they sent out the SWAT team and all that. And that was like how that guy like basically SWATted himself.
That's like the worst form of SWATting.
But that's like something though, like in all seriousness, like those cops got to think about that now. Like, cause you're like amped up to go and, you know, do like SWAT team work. You're like ready to kill somebody. You're
right.
Ready to like, do something crazy, and now you can't. You kind of got to chill out because it's probably just some nerd being like, "I'm just saying, what has happened? I just made somebody upset in the game."
Right.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Right.
And there's like a lot of nerds that are just pooping their pants now.
Just all over the place.
Because
I couldn't imagine how that poor kid, you know, and luckily nothing happened to him and they figured it all out. But what a terrifying and scary situation to be in. I don't ever want to be in a situation like that.
I wouldn't handle it good. I don't handle any sort of guests well. Like I don't have a lot of guests at my house, so like whenever there's a ring at the doorbell, I'm like, I have the same reaction as if the SWAT team were there. I'm like, who is it? What's going on? And then it's just like, package from Amazon.
Yeah,
like,
no, okay. I don't take kindly to people who ring my doorbell. And I actually have signs all over my house that say no soliciting.
You
I've
do?
People,
you have a bunch of signs?
Oh, yeah. Like, don't get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Get. I don't want whatever you're selling. I don't want it. And I don't want you near. Don't touch my doorbell.
Yeah. Like, I don't like that either. I don't like, I've had, like, it's been in, like, the middle of the afternoon and I'm just, like, chilling, doing my Andy things.
Right.
And then, of course, there's, like, some kind of, like, mine is annoying, too, because it's, like, a buzzer.
Right.
It's like, so you're like, oh, God,
right.
Like you jump, you know.
Gives
so that makes me, it gives me a fright. So that makes me upset. And then I answer the door and I'm like, what is going on here? And then usually nobody swatted me from video games. So
well, thank
good.
God.
Yeah, thank God.
Thank God for
Knock
that.
Knock on wood.
Knock
whatever.
On wood. Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll make it another week. No swatting.
Yeah.
And Yeah, this is the Jade and Andy Show.
Yeah, we are on Apple Podcasts now, correct?
I know, yes. Yeah. We made it on Apple. We're on Spotify. Yeah. I don't know, where else can you get podcasts? Podcast.com/podcast?
I don't
podcast?
Know. Yeah, probably. That seems like one of those. That seems like one of those. But thank you guys so much for listening. Again, it is the Jade and Andy Show. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Jade and Andy Show.
Boy, was that ever weird.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.